Dr. Denver?
I just wanted to ask Ms. Carner a question about some of the stuff that was brought up tonight. I think one of the main things that we need is data. There's a lot of questions about, do we even need more of this housing or not need it? And before I think the city could consider any action, which I think would be appropriate if we can identify that there's a problem and there may be an appropriate action like a zoning overlay or some other change that might help address some of the problems that were brought to light tonight, that we would need some data. So has Lehigh University undertaken a study, or has the city in conjunction with Lehigh undertaken a study of what are the actual off-campus housing needs of the university projected into, you know, 5-10 years into the future? Do we have data?
I always hate to speak on behalf of Lehigh, but we've had many conversations on their needs moving into the future. And as was stated by the residents tonight, Lehigh has stated they're not going to push more students out onto campus. They're actually building the dormitories and the on-campus facilities that they need to accommodate the path to prominence. And so that is something they have said to us privately, they've said it publicly, and I think bears repeating. And so what we're really dealing with is the regulated rentals and the properties that, you know, I can't control what the investors are going to come in and try to speculate on, but the property, the volume and the number of students off campus that we have today.
So they're projecting that the needs into the future are met by what we have right now?
No, on what they're building now. So they're building Bridge West right now. I mean, there is a lot of new construction on campus, not just academic, but also residential construction and renovations that are existing. So they've got a lot of dorms that they have, you know, doubles, triples, quads, and so forth. And so those are all part of their campus renovation plan that they've been talking to both us and to council about.
I guess I just don't, I would like to understand better. They're expanding their student body, so they're building on-campus housing to meet that demand, and I don't know what the demand is going to be for the off-campus housing going forward.
I don't know that it's going to be greater than it is today, at least in the next 5 to 10 years. So certainly, we're
that's why I think it would
that.
Be good to have some firm data. Like,
they've been telling us there is no increase in student housing off-campus based on their path to prominence, which is their growth plan.
I wish that I could refer to that somewhere. I know that you're not in charge of that, but I would.
Right. I mean, they've talked about it.
Perhaps we could collaborate with them to have a little bit firmer of an idea, so that maybe the landlords who are, you know, speculating right now have a better idea of what the actual demand is going to be. It just seems like I don't feel like there's a firm study that's been done. I mean, if they say that they're going to be expanding their student body and this all this new housing on campus is to meet the new need, then what is the actual need off campus? Like, I think we could look at that a little bit.
I think it's more about improving the quality of the housing stock for off-campus students.
Okay.
And I think it's about putting that product out there that they know they can get top dollar for. I don't think it is about, and you know, I can't read the minds of all the developers,
sure,
but those that we've met with, the conversations that I know Lehigh has had with them, including Lehigh Properties, have all been messaged the same way, which is there is no new student population coming off of campus based on the path to prominence, which is their growth plan.
Okay.